Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What's up, Mike Durham? I appreciate you taking time off of you and Masego's busy schedule to join us.
I begged to come on here, so let's I was like, here, can Mike, I get a chance on this show? I got a new background I'm proud of. I was like, I could be on here now.
Before
I used to, you would have thought I was in a trap house. So I was like, I can never do this show. Now I feel like.
Hey, the background makes so much of a difference, man, because I've seen the videos with you DJing now. You got people all in the background dancing, having a good time, putting on your own mixes. Mike knew he had a dope-ass drop. The nigga's playing the shit. He looked around at everybody. He hit him with the, hold on, that way for.
Are you doing that stuff that they do, those little like those YouTube videos where people just party and don't look at the camera?
Yeah, I'm stealing content now. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, cool.
Well, you know what? They've stole so much from y'all, Mike. You know what? I will always say Dawntainment was kind of like the godfathers and the forefathers of like YouTube and social media as a whole. So, you know, man, listen, man. These are your kids. You're supposed to eat off of them.
Definitely. You said it, not me. No, but I appreciate it, though.
How'd you end up working with Masego? Like, how did you get in the, I knew you've always been into fashion, but like, how did you start, like personal designing for people and like styling people?
Honestly, man, I'm actually still and started as his personal assistant.
Oh, dope. Okay.
So that's super it's dope. Like, from there, you just, you know, find other ways to be useful.
Useful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the first rules I learned in Hollywood when I moved out here in 2009. Somebody was like, what you come out here to do? I was like, you know, acting, comedy, that type of thing. They was like, yeah, but what can you do? I was like, I can act. I'm going to do comedy. They was like, no. What problems can you solve? Because that's what it is. It's about who knows you and who knows what problems you can solve. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to get you in the door, keep you in the door, and keep you always having a job when you're a good problem solver and got good energy. You can't be a great problem solver and be a dickhead unless you're solving problems and saving people millions of dollars. You still got to have a good attitude. So,
that's
absolutely true. Yeah,
Brody, you look like a shady record exec right now.
Is it my mustache?
I don't know if it's the mustache or if it's the lean or the all black, but like, it looks like you get niggas single deals and then you shelf them.
Look at this empire I've built off of the backs of.
You look like
you niggas signed. want an orange blimp? Huh? You think you could just get one of those, walk in Nickelodeon, and get one of those?
It's going to fly in by itself. Hard work, perseverance, one hit wonders.
Kids, baby. Singles that they sing, you know, all that. Who you think came over? Oh,
you're gonna be a star. See, like Keenan and Kel, I see you in the lights. It's the sleazy Hollywood exec, you know, that just sells
you
dreams.
Still doing the rooftop comedy.
Yeah, I did do another one on. Mm-hmm. I did this. Wait, you did the second one, right?
I think so. It was in September because it was before.
Okay. August 30th. No, that was August 30th. Yeah, we did that one. So I haven't done one since then. I've been wanting to do them monthly, but they have to do other programming for the building. So they did like a Halloween party, you know.
How was that?
I didn't go. I was out of town.
Oh, okay. I'm sure I thought you was mad at him. It was like,
nah, I'm sure it's some bullshit, though. you know, because it's like, I mean, that's just kind of silly in my opinion. Like, everyone just dress up to go to the roof of your building, you know, put all that time and effort, dress up, go to the roof, and then go back in. That just don't seem like a, unless you're going out somewhere else in the night. Yeah, that makes sense, but it's just
Man,
like, what?
Hollywood, I mean, Halloween was never really super crazy for me, like dressing up, partly because I went to church, but also partly just because it was like, well, I'll just buy the candy that I want. And then when I moved out here, it was different because like they go hard for Halloween out here.
Yeah.
You go on Santa Monica Boulevard. I went out there when I first moved out here, and the costumes that these people will be wearing, like this is the first time, that was the first time I had ever seen like group costumes. Like it was a group of four Asian guys,
Yeah.
and they were dressed as Tetris pieces. And I thought that was amazing. These motherfuckers
That's
was walking
amazing.
together. It was amazing. And
So
then I
could they fit,
remember,
were they fitting into each other?
yes, they fit into each other. They walked together. It was fucking amazing. And then I remember shortly after I moved out here, I got this gig with Smirnoff. And it was for a Halloween execution. They were doing a party. And so they hired me and like six other people to be Pac-Man and a ghost. And we would just hop out of a van
That's
and run
fire.
into a crowd while I was one of the ghosts and the Pac-Man was trying to chase us. We would do that for like 3 minutes and then we would pile back in the van and just drive off. It was the most random
Here.
shit ever.
You were running at people,
No,
straight.
we were just running through the crowd around people. And Pac-Man was just the guy that was dressed like Pac-Man was chasing after us. Yeah, it was crazy, bro. But it was a quick like $1,500 for 3 hours. So I was like, nigga, let me.
I did a crazy costume one year with my homeboy. We were White Men Can't Jump. He was Woody Harrelson. I was Wesley Snipes. But my dumb ass took it a step further, and
Wait, you were Wesley Snipes?
I was Wesley Snipes. So I put dark skin on,
You
and
did blackface?
I did blackface. And I was young. I was young, and I was like, I just want to look like Wesley Snipes a little more, you know? So I went out, they thought I was a white dude in blackface. And some white boy was like, "Hey man, that's not cool, man." I'm like, "No, I'm black. I swear to God." It's just like face paint. It's just
What's up,
I'm black.
Roxy? What's up? Roxy got the
Oh.
face beat. She got the lashes
Oh
on.
yeah. Okay.
Low
Let's not
cut blouse.
let's not draw attention.
Oh, yeah, Roxy got a little
Stop.
lunch date.
Stop. No. Stop. Don't stop.
Roxy, what's up?
How are y'all?
Over
Halloween and
there.
such.
Over there.
Who over there is crazy?
Yeah, who's
Hey, go
all
sit
over there?
down. Go sit
Hey,
down.
who are you looking at?
She got the nigga at the side eating peanut butter and bananas.
Oh, that sounds really good. The
Look
one time I try.
great, Roxy. You
Thanks.
look
Stop.
amazing. I'm not even
Stop.
joking
Leave me no more.
with
Now
you.
I got something to do later.
Okay.
Yeah, I told
I
you
see.
she had
I
a lunch
see.
date.
It's not. It's stop.
It's something because you
How are
didn't just.
y'all? Halloween and such.
Wow,
Look
changing
at him trying to change
it.
the subject.
Halloween, we doing Halloween.
Halloween and such. I never heard
Yes.
in such
Touching
Halloween.
things.
All Hallows Eve.
This
All Hallows Eve.
ain't gonna air for like 2 weeks. So we way past Halloween.
Oh, Thanksgiving and
Thanksgiving,
such.
yeah.
Y'all ready
Thanksgiving's
for them
coming up.
holidays?
Yeah. That's next week.
So far,
Happy
November's been really
Halloween.
good. Huh?
I've loved
So far,
every
November's
day.
been really great, real
Every day of
swell.
it has it's been a lot going on.
We had a lot of
He's been
things happening.
falling.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, this
Sorry.
year went by fast. I'm not gonna hold you.
So
I'm glad
quick.
though. I'm glad
Are
for
you? Yeah, this has been a
this.
terrible year for me. I am
Yeah. It's
excited
been
to
a
wrap this
slow
up.
month. It's been a slow burn. I don't know, y'all seen the show Midnight Mass on Netflix? It's a
No, I'm
really
not
good
watching.
show, but it's a slow burn, and that's what this year's for like at the end of the year. You okay?
Thought she was about to come out as somebody
No,
else.
it had the tag on it. I was
Okay.
trying to take the
I thought
tag
you were
off.
trying to build a human fort. I'm like, hey, what are you doing right
Thought
now?
she was in
I'm
that
like,
Harry Potter cloak.
it's a little nippy. We
Yeah.
got nippy. You
Like it's too early for magic
know
right
what I'm
now.
saying? It's never too early for magic. It's
Right.
always magic is right on time. But yes,
Yeah.
continues. It's a slow burn.
Yeah, this year has been a slow burn for me, man. It just picked up toward the end of the year, booked two projects at the same time, and hopefully we can
Let's
make
go.
this schedule work. But it was touch and go for a minute, guys. Touch and go for a
Question.
moment.
Between the past 4 years, what year was good.
Nigga, 2020?
And he was out here
Because
eating.
of the stimmies.
Nah, not even the stimmies, like just the online booming with like YouTube and podcasts. Like if you had a podcast that was already had some traction, it probably gained 2 to 3 times the followers that you originally had because people was at home. So I had started working this hard right when the pandemic happened. It probably started a month before the pandemic hit, and that shit just took off from there. Then it's Squadcast and DIYS, and then Zooming with the homies. Shit, Zooming with the homies.
Oh, he was
Thank you to
eating.
all the people at the crib, man. They was helping the nigga with the rent and other comics. Like comics was coming on there eating, paying rent and shit. Taquara, remember? I think one night Taquara made like $700 on Zooming with the homies.
Oh, wow.
Nigga, I
Every
was
time I
like,
hopped on there during the pandemic, I made
she
some
was like,
money.
"Damn, how you did that?"
Yeah. I know how she did it. She had titties.
Oh, I thought
Yeah,
Taquan
no, Takara,
Takarin?
Takara. Oh,
No, Takarin, that's my cousin.
Roxy, better.
Takarin.
Roxy, you was out here in 2020, right?
When did I move out? No, I moved 2021.
Okay.
I think I started working with y'all like 2020,
You
and
started in
I don't
2020, I
know.
feel like, because you did some of the shows with us, like the Black People, Black Heart Revolt, and some other stuff. I think the one of the games shows, you did some of that.
Oh
So,
yeah, I did a lot of the I liked them trivia shows. Those were fun. And I was working with
Brody,
gaming and stuff and Brody.
what year was
I
best for
do.
you at the in the last 4 years?
Which year was best? I would say 23 was pretty good for me. You
All
know, I think 23, we was up out the pandemic.
right.
I was working at the Court TV shows, producing over there, Just
Okay.
Central. Got my new place, you know.
Yeah,
Yeah,
man. Okay.
in the last year. I think
All
23
right.
was pretty
What's
cool.
up, Lou? We
What up,
Lou.
y'all? Hello,
What up? We talking
What
about
you on,
the
makeup? Why y'all doing that?
everybody noticed it, Roxy.
Why y'all doing
Gonna change.
Oh, it's like that.
Because usually I'll be coming on here right after the gym, so
That's what I did.
I'll be pulling up. You just want us to
Me
know you went
too.
to the gym.
And
Not
Jim is
all
his
gym
name.
shorts.
Little Jim is the gentleman's name.
There's no one here. Damn,
Exactly,
Michael,
brother.
you here like that?
There's no one here. It's
I've been in the gym about a month. I've been in the gym
just
about a month. I'm
me by
and I'm already
myself.
walking in there like I own the place.
What
So
the hell?
I'd be in the gym. I'd be in the gym in Doc Martens. I'd be like,
That's crazy.
sneakers,
I itches
used to
it. That's some
this.
real LA shit.
Yeah.
I does this.
Only the swole dudes do that. I'd be like, I'm already there. Like, the
Damn,
docks are, and
Roxy.
they're untied. I
Hey,
just woke up.
I gotta do my
Lulu, is
nails.
that a onesie? Is that a sweater?
It's a sweater, motherfucker.
I know.
It
I
could be a
thought it was a
onesie
onesie. I
sweater.
thought it was a dope ass. I looked like a Transformers onesie. I didn't realize it was
Ooh, ooh.
NYC. It
One
looked like
for.
the Transformer logo at first.
No.
I thought it was a one. I
Listen.
wasn't even trying to cap. I wasn't even trying to cap on you.
I
I was
like a
really,
onesie. A
yeah. That's what I thought it
snug. I
was.
hate onesies.
Because your crotch should be sweaty in the
Nah,
bottom
because you stand up and
sometimes.
pee, it makes it hard.
That's
But
crazy.
that's why you got to get the little thing with
With
the opening in the
the
back. Yeah, the flap in the back.
flap.
And you just do your business through that flap in the
Let the
back.
games begin to hear. Let the games
No,
begin.
no, I was just
It's
kidding.
been
I was
so
just kidding. I
polite
was
to
just
hear.
kidding. It's actually easier to do it with the onesie with standing up and peeing. That's all. It's just
Is
basically,
it?
yeah.
You
Because
just open.
if you got to sit down, you got to take the whole onesie down, and then you got to hold that bitch too, so it don't touch the ground.
Oh yeah,
I
you
just
do
hate having to
that.
take off all my clothes and go to the bathroom.
I don't. I'll be doing that anyway. It's more
Lulu,
comfortable.
you don't wear jumpers? You don't wear like jumpers in the
And
summer?
I hate them shits. Every time I gotta go to the bathroom, I gotta undress. I'll be there for 10 minutes, man.
Hey,
I'm claustrophobic. The
that's your
stalls be
time.
small.
Okay,
Like,
that is true.
it's too
That's
much.
true.
How do you do flights?
You said what?
How do you do flights?
In a romper?
Nah, because she says she claustrophobic.
Oh, okay.
First class. First class.
I'll be tearing that little bathroom up. I don't care.
Lulu,
I'm
you
going.
ain't gotta look around like that. Like it's like, come on, Lulu. We got a lot of people on this podcast. We're gonna do first class
First
only.
class.
Come on.
Honestly,
in.
I was on a flight recently and I was so damn
I
cold.
respect
I
that.
left my hoodie back home. I was going into the restroom just to get warm. I was in
Oh,
that bitch sitting on the, I put the
damn.
toilet seat down. I put the cover down. I was just sitting in there just trying to get warm, yo. People was
Oh, yeah,
freezing.
you
No,
want to lean
restroom.
on the person next to you?
Nah, I had no person next to me.
They
There's
have no
none. Nah,
blankets?
they had no blank. Hey, look,
Not
man.
in regular
I
class, Lulu. We
was
don't
about
have
to
any
ask
blankets back
that.
there.
No,
No, that's crazy.
little back there. They don't give us anything back there anymore.
No.
Not a pillow, not a blanket.
No.
No.
They give
You
you
might
give you a pack
get
of.
a headphone.
I had a
The only
pack of
way you can
pretzels
get
to
a
warm up with.
blanket if you're not in first class, you have to tell them that your honor's low and you forgot your
Yeah.
pills.
And did. Yep.
And
And it
you a bad
worked. Yep.
bitch. So just put
It
your
worked
low
every
hydrated
time. It
ass
worked
down.
every
Yeah,
time.
my iron is low right now. My urn
Yep.
is
I'm
low.
anemic. I stay telling them I'm anemic and give me a little blanket.
Well, B people say that they iron be low and they be cold. I just be like, you lying. I don't know why. I don't know why I feel like they lie. I know
You
big
think they
people
have
iron
more
to be low.
iron than everybody else?
Nah,
You
you
got more
got
irons.
more.
you got some iron somewhere around there stashed away.
My cousin was big. She lost a lot of weight, but she was big. And I remember when we were like, when I was in college, she used to always say she was cold. I'm like, how your big ass cold? She'd be like, shut your fat ass up. I was like, I forgot two fat people can't roast each other.
Is that a myth though? Is it like, is it for real? Like fat people don't get cold?
Nah,
Is
that's
that
definitely a myth. Is that
a myth?
it's really just depending on your iron levels. Like, cause you can be heavy set and still have low iron.
I'd be very cold.
I forgot I was with one of my friends and she kind of big and she was like, girl, I don't get cold. I'm big. And I was like,
I mean,
that's
some people
not, is
don't.
that science?
It's not science. It's just the way your body is. Like, I'm always hot for the most part, but I know some people that are just always cold, and it's unfortunate because I keep my
Isn't
shit
that normal
refrigerated.
for roosters and coyotes in our animal kingdom? They run hot. Don't, isn't that normal for you?
Dang.
I don't know. Isn't that normal?
A
You tell me.
rooster.
Do pig temperatures change with season? I don't
Hot dogs stay on the
Lulu got a holster built into her sports bra. I ain't got time for her ass. I'm gonna let
That's actually a
her
good idea. You see a little
Pew.
tutu? A little tutu on the titty?
You
Pew
want to see
on
tutu
the
on the titty?
right.
A little tutu on
So you
the
want to see
titty. Tutu
on
with me if you
the
want.
titty?
Delicate
Tutu on the
dancing.
titty is a great gamer name. You should change
I
your
am. Let me
Call of
write that
Duty name to
down.
Tutu on the titty.
Tutu on the titty. I'm writing that down. Put
All
it
right,
in
well,
my
listen,
phone.
man, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump right into the
Yeah.
first topic. But before we do, I want to give a shout out to our special guest today. We got Mike Dam in the building. We got Brandon Brody, Roxy Hayes, OG Squad. We got me. We got Lulu Gonzalez. We're going to jump into
Down.
this first topic right after this.
Right after this.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather use the toilet and run out of toilet paper versus bring an ugly date to your
One.
Indigenous Day dinner?
One. One.
Now,
One.
This is that type of thing where your stomach bubbling. I'm gonna set the scene. Okay. Stomach bubbling, you know it's gonna be bad. Okay, so you get in the bathroom, you're in such a rush, you don't even check for the toilet tissue. It's somebody else's house,
okay,
or a public place, right? Mm. You get in there, boom, handle the business, and then you go to check and you see there's nothing. It's not even the seat covers. You can't, because sometimes you can fake it with the seat covers.
I was gonna say, you had the seat covers.
What, ain't no rags in there? Ain't nothing.
There's a shower?
You might have to walk out of there socks.
This is a public bathroom.
That's what I've done. I've taken the sock off.
Wait, so there's a public bathroom. There's seat covers or no seat covers?
No seat covers. There's only one stall. No paper towel. They got the hand dryer.
And you ain't wearing socks that day.
Ah, come on, man.
That's crazy.
You had on sandals that
day. Stuff to the wizard.
That's unfair.
Okay, and I have a question about the ugly date. Are they just conventionally unattractive, or do I also think they're ugly?
You are not attracted to them by any means.
Why is he there?
You're embarrassed.
He got money.
This is you. This is you being a good person. You knew this person didn't.
You know I'm not a good person. So for this scenario,
you are given the option to be a good person.
The wizard or to run out of toilet tissue.
Okay. I don't want to be a good person.
Hmm.
When has that ever helped me? What have you done for me lately?
Where's the dinner at? It's like with my family.
This with family and friends. So your closest family, your closest friends are there.
Okay. Yeah. That changes the game.
That toilet paper thing is gonna make a better story. I'm gonna run out of that toilet paper.
Yeah. Does the family and friends know that I think he's ugly as well?
They have not had a chance. You didn't tell nobody you was coming with this person. You just pulled up.
I just pulled up ugly?
You just pulled up with this person.
Oh, nah. I can't just pull up ugly. No warning.
Pulled up with this person.
I went on a date with someone ugly to a place I didn't even know nobody, and I was embarrassed. So.
Wait,
Mike. How did you get on a date with that person?
It's a long story.
Mm. We got time. We got an hour. Baby.
It wasn't even a date. It was like a staycation.
Oh, so they were staying with you for a while.
Flew you out?
No. They flew themselves out. I don't fly out. I don't fly things out. I don't fly people out like that.
I thought they flew you out. So they flew themselves to you?
I wouldn't let nobody fly me out either.
So they flew to you, and you knew that they were going to stay with you. And you had y'all only been pen pals? Y'all just letters?
I know what happened.
Yeah, we was doing pigeon messaging.
They were met online dating or met online, never met in person. She was fine when he seen on the pictures and maybe even on the FaceTime, and in person, ugly.
I probably told Lulu about this a few times.
No, but I just know how it goes.
Was it one of those things where they only sent pictures of like their chest up?
No, it's just a lot of filters nowadays are like
you could filter AI. On FaceTime.
AI is crazy, man. It's just you gotta really see a person and to get to know them.
So you got catfished, essentially.
In 2024, it's crazy, right?
Wait, that was this year?
Oh, you didn't know that?
Oh, this was recent. Yeah, you definitely didn't tell me.
They came to your house?
You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, so...
They came over your house?
So when it comes to having, like, a date with family, I don't know if I would...
How long was she there for?
Hey, fuck all that. Wait, Lou, before you get to that, no, actually, how long she was there is a great question, Luke, because that's my follow-up question going to lead right into that. How long was she there, Mike?
Here's the thing. She was like, I'm just going to come for a day.
A day? What's she talking about?
And I was like, a day? I was like, come on, what if, you know, we get into things and I'm like...
You should have left it like that.
I don't want to miss her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want a day, you know what I'm saying? And then I was like, nah, you know, stay like two, stay like three, you know what I'm saying? She's like, all right, cool. She's like, I won't even book the ticket.
So she stayed for how long, Mike?
Yo, as soon as I got her from the airport, I was like, damn, we should have just did that day.
Uh-huh.
So how long, Mike?
How long, Mike?
Is she still there?
Yo.
How long, Mike?
No. It was only 3 days.
Oh, so wait. Long ass time when you don't like somebody.
Exactly. Here's the thing, Lou. Here's the thing, Lou. We got to ask this. How many times did you smash though?
Ooh.
Because so I smashed the ugly dude before because he was.
We
just
all
in the vicinity.
Have done it, Lou. We got.
So he was there.
So listen, I'm not. We wasn't even on that time, and I'm not even gonna lie. We wasn't even on that.
Oh, she was ugly.
Mike.
When a dude don't even want to smash, when he hit you with the "we not on that time," right, I was getting to
wasn't
know
even
her.
The point of the trip. I mean, it happened, but it wasn't like that. Wasn't the objective? How many times you smashed though, Mike?
So that wasn't the objective, right? The objective was to get to know her as a woman and what she her qualities were, right? And I figured it out quickly, and that's what really turned me off. It wasn't even the looks.
He saw how ugly she is, he didn't want to fuck no more.
It wasn't even the looks. It wasn't even how long. It was like once I saw the quality of woman she was and her habits. Mm-hmm. I was just like, because she could have swayed me. Even when mm-hmm. I picked her up, I was like, yo, if she come in here and clean and do some, like, she like.
Me?
You mean like clean?
No, like clean up. Like.
Oh, clean herself up.
No, like make corrections. Like she come in here and she like, boom, boom, boom. Like, you need that. You need boom, boom, boom. I'll be like, oh, shit, this girl.
Oh,
like,
you wanted a mom.
Nah, I want a woman.
You wanted her to say you need detergent and you need this.
Nah, because I got that stuff. But see, how can you elevate me? That's how I always like to see what can a woman do when she comes in my space.
Ah,
just like, you know, she was kind of like.
How'd you elevate her?
Shit. How can I? So many ways. In so many ways. Just by talking to her.
So why she couldn't elevate you by talking to you?
She tried. We tried that.
Did she try to touch her penis?
That's what I'm.
Brody, come on, man.
Man, ugly people be having good sex. I don't know what y'all talking about.
They do.
They be ugly people be giving it they all.
They got a lot to prove.
Yeah. Mm. Ugly men usually be having some big old schmeat.
But don't sometimes people who are ugly don't know they're ugly.
I like the ones that know that they're ugly and try.
And there's a difference. And that's what I mean. There wasn't no work behind the ugly. It was just like, I'm ugly and I don't know it. And I was
everybody that's ugly has somebody ugly.
Somebody like them.
And everybody ugly to somebody. You take the most handsome, most beautiful woman and they ugly to somebody. They don't like it. Even if it's not on a physical level, they don't like something about them. And sometimes you still can't even tell what it is you don't like about a person, but you're like, I don't really fuck with
I'm
that.
I'm not feeling that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Mike, how many times you smash? Then you tried to get around the question, Lou. Like,
our souls wasn't connected, so she had. They say
our souls wasn't connected.
I think she reached for his penis, and he was like, "Hey, no, I'm not ready for that yet."
Like, no. Let's take it slow,
me and grab, me and grab.
No, wait.
Yeah, I walked away. I walked away clean. I said
no regrets. No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
So I would do the opposite. I would do the other one.
The doodle?
You would do the doodle one?
Because then I would just jump in an Uber and just dip right after.
But you got to leave from wherever you're at to get into the Uber. How you gonna
do? I have a change of clothes. If I got a change of clothes, I'm gonna probably go doo doo too.
You don't got no change of clothes, Roxy. You got no change of clothes.
That's not fair. I'll be having plenty of clothes in the car.
Roxy, you always wear a jacket or something anyway, so you just take your shirt off
and then wrap that shit. I told y'all to gym shit on myself.
I'll take out a lock of her hair. You know what I'm saying? And unravel like a piece or something. I think that could suffice as something to
wipe yourself.
Yeah. If you had nothing.
On the ugly date and the doo-doo? Who's this woman with you?
We couldn't have socks either, right?
So you're going to cut a random lady's hair to wipe your ass?
No, I'm saying if I was you, Roxy.
You going to cut my own hair?
Yeah, just like... you got.
Just take this motherfucker out and be like... That's
I don't like that.
Itchy? You know how itchy?
I don't like that at all.
you said this is a public bathroom?
Public, you either at the public bathroom, one stall.
There's nobody else in the bathroom, just one stall.
Nobody else in the bathroom.
And it locks, the door locks?
Door locks.
And you've already started the process.
Oh, the process is done.
The dude might come out clean.
Because that's what I was saying. If you know, if you know what kind of toilet paper you're dealing with, you could do different. You know what I'm saying?
Like squeeze it out more.
To open up. You know what I'm saying? You can hold something open.
Open. Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta. I don't know like,
what y'all be doing in the bathroom. That sounds.
Gotta maneuver, bro. Maneuver.
You I'm just saying, if nobody else is in the bathroom and it's just me, you might have to bidet the sink, man.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, you might have to tune it up in the sink. You know? Yeah.
Or get a water bottle.
That's nasty.
If you have a water bottle, you
can in the sink is
enema yourself.
What other choice I got? It's a public restroom. I never coming back here.
Right, Lulu.
I'm
an enema myself.
If you use that bidet as a sink, you can't
come
back.
That's smart. She's
and
smart.
And the next person comes in. Can you imagine the next person comes in like, oh my God.
At a restaurant too? Oh my God. They're going to shut down the whole restaurant. They got to.
Unless they got the little attendant in the bathroom that I can't do nothing.
Well, then that bitch should have had some toilet paper. So it's all her.
Lets me know it's a janky bathroom anyway. They don't give a fuck.
You got mints and no toilet paper, hoe. Get up out of here. You're wasting both our time. Yeah, no,
If you ain't got no mints, I'm turning the sink into a bidet.
That's valid. I like that.
I think that's one of my fears too. You know, one is someone walking in on me while I'm wiping my ass because that's a personal thing. You know, I don't care if I just shit, but in the mid wipe is always a fear. But mid bidet, that's got to be another type of fear. Yeah,
bidet.
Roxy, that is not your face when you wiping your ass.
If somebody walk in, oh, that's how dogs be looking when they shitting and you watching them shit. They be like, so that's what. They be so like,
you know why they do that, right?
To make sure you protecting them. Yeah, they be like, are you watching me?
Yeah,
like,
hey man, I'm vulnerable.
It's almost vulnerable state.
You got me?
I'm gonna start shitting like that.
Never knew
don't
that.
Don't you dare start shitting like that.
You got to. No, they be looking so sad.
Let's just put it to a vote. I want to get out of this as quick as possible.
Oh, God.
Oh wait. Before we even do that, look. Yeah, everybody's a shallow. Everybody's shallow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm shallow.
No, I'm going with the ugly.
Oh, you want to feel bad?
I'm going with the ugly person.
Why?
Because if based on what we set the rules for, they didn't have no family in town, they had no friends. I'm just bringing them up. I'd rather take that, you know what I mean? And you might find out something cool about the person. You know, just because I brought them with me don't mean I got to smash
you
them.
You said
like
we take
taking
so out the family and friends.
Huh?
You say you're taking them to meet family and friends.
They ain't got
I
no
mean,
family.
That's where the dinner is. Like, it's Indigenous Day dinner. So, yeah, I'm going to introduce.
It's Indigenous Day.
This my home girl. She just moved to town. She ain't got no family and friends. You know what I'm saying? I brought her here so she can get a plate.
Thanksgiving, they changed the name.
Oh, that's stupid.
And I thought that was Columbus Day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was Columbus Day.
Right. Be quiet.
Damn.
They having a Columbus Day dinner? I thought it was Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, Thanksgiving. Thanks. We changed it from Thanksgiving.
I thought they changed Thanksgiving to Indigenous Day as well.
Yeah, we don't really recognize Columbus Day, man. Only Columbus.
Okay, so wait a minute.
But we recognize Thanksgiving?
Indigenous Day is not Thanksgiving?
Well, I thought it was.
Day.
Man, look it up. What is it?
I am, because wait a minute. Now,
I mean, it's already weird that you're actively
what's
celebrating
the PC
like, hey,
version
guys,
of Thanksgiving
Indigenous,
now.
For Indigenous Day, I'm going to bring this ugly person over for dinner.
That's even crazier.
It's like a sacrifice.
What's going on?
Yeah. I think Indigenous Day is Columbus Day.
We got the turkey, the ugly person.
It is. Indigenous right. People's Day is October 14th.
Everyone put on your
you
robe.
Know how this is how shallow my dad is. He'll be like, I can't eat around this ugly motherfucker.
that's hilarious.
So he'll be mad dinner. At me. He gonna be like, why you bring this ugly thing in front of me to eat?
Damn. Thanksgiving is still called Thanksgiving. So we just bring the motherfucker to Columbus Day.
Who made up words?
I meant Thanksgiving, but I was pretty sure we changed.
Why are you trying to be? You're so PC. You messed up.
No, I wasn't trying to be PC. I just don't. I don't support like what what Thanksgiving was built off of. So yeah. I thought we had changed the name. Like we started using a different name for it.
Yeah.
Who is we?
Like people that understand the horror behind the
man,
actual
horror and everything,
day.
Man. Where the turkey at? Call it a day. Call it Turkey Day. That's
turkey
it.
Day. Like, this turkey is, day.
You gotta have some like Lou is a nigga times two. So we have
doing
to, like,
too
have
much.
Some
it's
other,
Indigenous
you know,
Day. Cause it's
I got man. Some plants at his house. Brody got a kid over there. Roxy got a kid. We have to have other people around Lou so we can soften it up. Cause Lou is a nigga times two.
Indigenous. That's why I was like, "What is Indigenous Day? Like, what is that?"
So it is supposed to be Thanksgiving.
It is supposed to be Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm definitely not taking them home for Indigenous Day.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the boo boo too, just because I don't want nobody ugly to come get roasted. Like that would ruin their meal. And all my family and friends, my family's not, but my friends would. All my
you
friends.
You want your family think
up.
You're going through something? You know what
like,
I mean?
Are you okay? Like
a person be with you so ugly that your family thinks that you got something going on. Something's going wrong with you.
Do you need some money?
I just put it to a vote. What we going with? Who going with what?
Doodoo.
Boo boo.
For sure.
I'm going with the ugly person. I don't care.
What?
Wow. I can't take no chance with no shits, man.
No shit.
Mike, you said boo boo too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My poo.
He lived it.
I can't risk that, baby. I can't risk that.
Mike did that. So hopefully you have to go through that.
Go through the boo boo.
I would look like the ugly dinner date has it on that one. We're gonna jump right.
No, it don't.
No, it don't.
Do the one.
Do the one.
My bad. Hey, y'all. All y'all real, real shallow. Looks like the boo boo has it.
The boo boo why?
You're right. We're gonna jump into this next topic right after this.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yo, it's football season. You know what that means, right? It's time for tailgates, touchdown, and Sunday cookout with the squad. That means buns, chips, hot dog links, jerseys, but also Mando whole body deodorant, all right? That should be at the tailgate for game day. I know it is for me. You know why? Because I'm out there stressed out, all right? I'm out here sweating, funky, stanky, jersey soaked, and I need something to keep me smelling good and to stop the funk from hitting everybody in their nostrils. Mando is clinically proven 72-hour odor control, all right? So it's perfect for them long game days at the bar, outside for tailgating. It's perfect for that. And I love that it's safe for your whole body. Good for your package. Good for your pits, your feet, any crevice in between. Mando gets you right. Stop the odor before it starts. And you can get it in three different formats, all right? Invisible spray, solid stick, and invisible cream, all right? And it comes in four cologne quality scents. They got that bourbon leather, that Mount Fuji, the Pro Sport, and the Clover Woods. Look, for me personally, I got that bourbon leather, all right? I love smelling like a man. And my wife loves it even more. She can't keep her hands off me. She's like, ooh, man. Even her voice gets deep. And then we got a special offer for new customers, all right? New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code and link, all right? Just use the code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. With the code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D. And some of my favorite things about Mando, like I said, is that bourbon leather scent. But I also love that it's aluminum-free, baking soda-free, cruelty-free, dye-free, and it is vegan. So I know I'm getting a quality and safe product. And I wasn't afraid to use it everywhere, all right? The sack got a little love, all right? The crack got a little love too. But also my pits. I'm able to put this any and everywhere. That's why Mando Starter Pack is perfect for new customers, all right? Or you can use it as a last minute stocking stuffer. It comes with solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice that can either be mini body wash or deodorant wipes. And you get free shipping, all right? Luckily, I have a discount code to help you get hooked on my favorite smelling whole body deodorant on the market, all right? Like I said before, customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code, all right? That equates to over 40% off your starter pack, all right? Use the code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, at shopmando.com, all right? That's S-H-O-P-M-A-N-D-O.com, all right? So please support our show and tell them that we sent you, all right? Don't let BO keep you on the bench. Smell better naked with Mando.
Next topic of the day, we have, you are stuck on the deserted island, right? You could have one person with you. Uh-huh. You could have either a doctor or an engineer. Now, that doctor is a doctor and specialist of all things forging and all things dealing with the human body. He knows what plants and bugs and fruits and fish you can eat, what to cut out, what to leave in, all that type of stuff. Yeah, sure. Got a fever. He knows all the natural remedies for all ailments of the body. Mm-hmm. That engineer knows how to make damn near any and everything from scratch. Mm-hmm. He's an architect. He's an inventor. Mm-hmm. He's an engineer. Mm-hmm. He could make a floating device off of bamboo and rotting wood and figure out how to tie the leaf together and make rope. Like, he's a full-on best engineer in his field and the best primary doctor in that field.
Mm-hmm. They fine? Who fine?
Yeah, is he fine? Yeah, and fine? Is he Nigerian? Yeah.
What the
good questions, good questions.
If
good
he's
questions.
Nigerian engineer, he could also maybe be a doctor as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The only reason I would need a doctor is if I get pregnant on an island, because mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I don't want to deliver no baby on an island, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, but if he fine...
Who knows? I'm
Who
with it.
Who knows?
Yeah. So is he fine? Are they fine? Who's finer?
And Nigerian.
Because I'm trying to smash on the island. I've always. Yes,
I'm definitely smashing on the island.
That's like a fan.
And he a doctor engineer?
And ain't nobody there. We just going to be fucking on the island?
Is it explicitly a man?
Exactly.
Is it mine is.
Man for y'all too.
That can be whatever you want. If you want them to be male or female, they can be male or female.
Because in my world, women do that type of stuff, you know?
Well, that's not who I'm trying to smash. So back to what I said.
Is it me and this Nigerian doctor engineer?
Yeah.
Yes, and they could be whatever race or sex you want them to be.
And height.
Shit, I want to get rescued in.
That leave me up here. We just eating coconuts and having like, a good
we
time.
Got good skin and good pH balance.
I'm gonna stay on the island.
I'm staying.
Hey, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, bro?
I want to leave.
Make a mango smoothie.
These niggas said, "Rescue me, then leave me on the island."
Don't come over here. Hey, we heard your ad. Get the fuck out. Leave. This is ours.
We don't need to leave. Come Listen, on. This is all inclusive.
See, the engineer can make us like a little TV.
Like you see Swiss Netflix. Family Robinson? He could make us shit. A little house in the trees.
I always wanted that, a little tree house.
See, y'all I always wanted a little tree house. Already.
When I caught this one, I was like, oh, this is going to be great, because that way they have to decide whether they want somebody to look after them.
I've decided. Or I'm not leaving the island. With whatever motherfucker it is.
Get me the fuck up out of here. I'll let y'all go.
Brody, do you
y'all
have
can get
anything?
Y'all a little Lara Croft type chick who's like super smart, super sexy, like Halle Berry in 007. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Okay. But Brody, what do you think?
They don't want to leave either.
I think I'm gonna go with the engineer.
Okay.
Cause I feel like she could build a space vessel, and we could get off that fucking island, and we could find a doctor.
A space
what you gonna be doing?
Exactly.
Huh? What you gonna be doing, Brody?
Gonna be laying down watching
hands.
That hum was loud as hell. Huh?
You say hands or head?
Head.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You said give her head.
No,
catching
I'm
head.
gonna be receiving.
So she got to she got to top you off while she building a spacecraft.
That's sexist, bro.
Dang, she ain't getting no break.
And lazy.
Wow, wow, wow. I say my thing, and now all of a sudden,
y'all, we was gonna be working. Me and Lulu both said we was gonna be
this
over there.
Slave of a man working for y'all.
I was gonna be cooking the food.
I just did so fast on you, Brody.
I give one island fantasy. I just gave one. Oh my god!
Said just head. Oh,
it was the part that you said. You also gonna be receiving head while she building a spaceship.
She gotta like, suck dick while she making a spaceship. Ow!
You can't make a, you can't cut a mango or nothing.
You lazy as hell.
You just like, she gonna build a spaceship.
You not even smashing her while she doing it. She doing all the work. You just laying there. Yeah, baby, screw that. Well, that shit. That's crazy.
They go, when they finally rescue y'all, they gonna be like, oh my God. How'd you guys make it this whole time? How did you survive?
I'm like, let me tell you, he was really rough. Thank
you so much. Brody gonna be grabbing the microphone. Oh my God, it was so tough out there. Well, you know, woo, thank
you
God.
Know what I went through. Hold on, let me tell you.
I've been dehydrated for days.
You ain't gonna catch a fish, nothing.
Hey, niggas be acting like it's easy to catch a fish with that spear, bro. Like,
you could catch a fish.
Naked and Afraid?
Yeah.
You say what, Lulu?
Naked and Afraid?
Mm-hmm.
AKA 3 a.m. for you at the refrigerator?
The fridge afraid? Not again.
No, stop.
It's all the food that's negative and afraid. All the food looking
every
at me like,
oh, night come on, man. Come in here.
We got milk in here, man. Come on, man.
Please.
We got milk in here, man.
Not in front of the eggs. In front of the eggs. Just babies.
There's baby broccoli in here.
Oh shit. Ooh. Oh, that was
I'll give you some water, man. I get away.
Take whatever you want, please.
Take some ice cream.
Take whatever you want. That's the door handle.
They're negotiating. Yeah, the door handle. Look, man, I got water on the outside.
The celery's like, you gotta go through me.
You know I wasn't coming for you, celery. Just throw that shit.
It's got nothing to do with you, celery.
Oh shit.
Nothing to do with stalk you. Your ass.
Oh, that was funny.
That was good. You got me on that one. Now we even, Lou. We even.
No, we not, but I'm just adding the tallies up.
Lou, you gotta let that go, B. You gotta never let that go.
I'm riding it forever. Forever.
That's it. The nigga tried.
Engineer meet or doctor meet.
But I agree with Brody. I'm going with engineer.
Okay, engineer.
Get us off the island, then we can find a doctor. If Castaway has taught us nothing, we could solve dental problems with, you know,
a skate.
Yeah.
You ain't catching no STDs, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, but if you did, that'd be wild. Like, yo, who you been fucking on this?
I got lonely, found this monkey.
While she was building the spaceship.
Got her working.
That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy. Yeah. What about you, Mike?
I think I'm gonna go with the doctor. Mm. Lulu said I'm looking for a mother, and I think I still am. So,
oh my.
I'm gonna need someone who gonna know what plans to put on my boo boos.
Why you getting hurt already? You just got there.
But you don't know. See, that's the thing. That's why
you coming in with previous ailments. Yeah.
You don't know how long you're going to be there.
Listen, one night sleeping bad is going to mess me up. One night sleeping bad. If I'm sleeping on the dirt and we ain't figured out beds yet, I'm going to need some massage. I'm going to need something. I'm going to need.
But that's what the engineer comes in. They could build you a bed the first night.
Well, here's the thing.
I feel like I'm like, get bit I'm by a like, scorpion.
The first night. Like, oh, this is.
Hey, but Mike, what if it blow? What if it blow back in your face? Like, Brody, you pick an engineer, and she's building all day. You got to forge for the food. You come back with a couple berries and a coconut. And she look at you like, what the fuck is this, bitch? That's all you got. You ain't killed.
You definitely gonna hit me. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely get struck a few times on that island.
Struck.
Hey, I'm a bet on me on that one. I'm a bet on me to do those things.
You think you can forge food?
No, to engineer and build things and try to make an escape plan. I think I could figure that out.
Mike, make an escape plan?
I think you're very talented, Mike. I think you're very creative.
Why are you saying us like that?
Right. What's going on?
I've seen some of your original outfits. I know that you style for a couple of people. And I've heard some of your music, man. I told you I like the music. Mike, I just don't see...
You had me until you said escape plan. You know, like
I don't look like the escape type of guy.
You couldn't escape that tank top right now if your life depended on it.
God damn.
I feel like you'd probably be able to build like a good fire, get some good firewood.
Wow. And just because of that, I'm gonna get us out of here, and I'm gonna look at you the whole time we on our way back. And as soon as we see land, I'm gonna look at you, and be like, "What's that?" I would hope so.
I'm like, "That's what you're supposed to do."
I'm not gonna hear that. Don't smile at me.
Weaving a great basket.
Oh yeah,
putting the berries like
you, the
it'll
forger.
Be flat out. Okay, you mad artsy. You sewing and stuff.
So
I can't
obviously, my social media has persuaded you to feel that I'm someone else because that is a part of me. But I
know you in real life.
Come on, Lulu. That's the thing.
You got layers. You like layers.
I'm a survivor. I'm not going to
get. He's an onion.
He's an onion. He's like a tiramisu.
I'm not gonna stop.
Ooh, tiramisu.
There you go. See, Roxy knew what I was doing.
I'm gonna work harder. Let him know.
It's not about what I can do. Look, I'm gonna drop a bar on you. It's not about what I can do. It's what I choose to do.
Sound like lazy nigga shit right there.
It sounds like the second day him dying from that scorpion bite.
He dropped the board. Set your lazy ass up.
Brody, that's the doctor standing over him saying that.
Man, it's what I chose. Dying. Was to not
yeah,
you,
I, yeah,
your
I can
ass.
Fix that sunburn for you. I just don't choose to, nigga. That's
why I got a doctor.
Oh, your back burning? Oh. All right, let's put it to a vote, man. What we going with? We going with the engineer or the doctor?
No,
engineer.
I'm going to doctor.
I think I'm going to doctor too.
Mm.
Brody,
you gonna need a doctor engineer. If you find hot dogs on.
Bro, you say engineer. Roxy, what'd you say?
You didn't hear what he said.
What'd you say? what'd you say, Mike?
You're gonna need doctors if you find out a way to eat hot dogs on that island.
You digging for hot dogs?
I found hot dogs. You're supposed
it's
to be
very 7-Eleven here.
He's going through hot dog withdrawal. He's
molding him. Man. I need the meat package.
ACB with leaves rolled up like it's a hot dog in a bun. We just snap. Like,
You going through his thing like this?
Like,
I call this an irregular big bite.
That's hilarious. I'm gonna go engineer.
Okay, engineer. And Lou, what you going with?
Engineer.
Oh. Fuck,
the engineers have it.
The engineers have it. And I'll have y'all know I have not had a hot dog in over 75 days.
Ooh. You just got to say that because the Ozempic people watching.
They like.
Just because you juice it don't mean it ain't still a hot
That's
dog.
That's crazy. Juiced meat.
I don't eat hot dogs, but I still boil them and then I use the water for like tea and coffee.
Make a roux. I know. Make a roux.
Your skin clear. That shit working. Give me that
maybe,
shit.
Yeah, maybe something to it.
That's what I'm saying. Pour me a bag.
Are you doing a hot dog water face wash? Is that what you're doing?
meat mask.
Lulu do a gun ammunition face wash. He do gun powder scrub.
Hey, that's it's a good great exfoliant, actually.
That shit crazy.
Crush golf balls and put it on.
Maybe catch a Lulu on the scene of crime. She be picking up the bullet. We need that for good. Evidence. What the fuck are you doing?
That's good right there.
That's part of my skin routine.
Oh my goodness. Y'all funny.
He emptying shell cases all on the face. Let me get the last little bit. I put it right back.
In the T-zone.
I need to make sure the bullets are still hot.
Like a hot stone massage.
Ooh, all right, man.
Looks like the engineers have it on that one. We're going to jump into this last topic right after this. Last topic of the day. We have, would you rather have every law you've ever broken broadcasted versus every person you've ever slept with?
Ooh, number one. Number one. Yeesh. Y'all don't even know my business.
Wait, will hey, I go look, to jail? Look.
Hey, Lou, the chick from the first one was like, yeah, Mike, which one you gonna pick?
Maybe I was gonna say that. I had a feeling you guys were gonna bring that up.
Yeah, Mike.
Which one you wanna go with, Mike?
And guess what? I wouldn't be ashamed if you showed who I slept with.
Okay, I would.
Do you go to jail?
Some don't nobody to know about. Those go with me. Those bodies go with me to the grave. Not great.
Are there crimes that the people already know about, or are they like all my crimes and then the police find out and I go to jail?
You got new crimes?
How many crimes have you done?
There's some of them old crimes, but I'm just saying like I wasn't convicted. So like Roxy, if it's
stop
an old,
talking, baby. Stop talking.
No, I just
If, you don't know the time frame the wizard, on these crimes.
Roxy, in the wizard world.
I will explain more, but Roxy, you just stop talking. You text me from now on when you ask a question.
Your lawyer watching?
The crimes are every crime you've ever committed up until that day. So I'm talking about from preteen up until now. So if you stole a pack of gum, if you ran
no children,
lie, if you ever stole something from somebody's house, if you ever did a fraud, you did
stores.
Me too.
Every crime that you've ever done, broadcast it on all the social media platforms, and it's a YouTube video dedicated to it.
Oh, I'm getting a deep class. Dive. I'll be watching those
deep cuts.
I'll be watching though. Oh my God. Maybe having. Oh no, I don't need that.
I ain't never get caught. I was a real finesser. So that'll be a good little YouTube compilation of all my extravagant getaways.
I done some dirt, so I was even
selling out the back of Victoria's Secret. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what was you selling?
Panties, lotions, body sprays.
Oh, you was flipping them lotions? I sure would have bought some lotion.
I used to work in the stock. So I was like, you don't want to put me on the floor? Say less.
Roxy.
This is on y'all.
Roxy was dating a nigga that was shooting people for their lawnmower. So she don't want her shit out there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
He wasn't the one that shot them. It was his friend. We was just in a car.
You was an accomplice.
I was though, because I had hit the weed. That it wasn't even nothing that bad, and he hit the gun. So that's what I'm saying. But I didn't do that. So if I oh my God, I would be an accessory.
You a co-defendant.
Oh my God. Okay, so every time I was with somebody when something happened.
If you didn't tell on it, you are associated.
But are they gonna say their names in the deep dive? Or is it just like this happened?
Like, they have to.
Oh my God. But then
everything has to come out.
But then everybody I smashed is also crazy.
I don't want them problems.
I don't need them problems because it'd be people. Yeah, I don't need that. People, family members.
Decisions.
This was the most difficult one.
I've been on the run. Some don't know I'm still here.
You
so
smashed
I gotta...
my cousin. It's like,
Hey, Lou, let me ask you a question. If you smashed anybody when you were overseas, do those bodies not count?
That's how I play. Those are the rules I play. I don't know about y'all, but
I think it counts.
We was about to die. They don't count. Y'all right. were contingency.
Are you talking about war? I was just
yeah.
talking about
that's a mercy fuck.
Just in another country.
It's a mercy.
This is death dick.
Not at home.
That was a make a wish.
Just in case
fuck.
I might die.
Yeah, I don't want to go out horny. I just gotta get this off. Ooh, that's different.
I didn't commit a lot of crazy crimes.
I think it's like impressive.
Really?
As a youth, I stole a lot.
Mm-hmm. Tell
I ain't never. I robbed like two people, but that don't really count. It wasn't like me doing the robbing per se. I was in the collective of
so
the
you
robbery.
Was in the accomplice. So that would be part of it.
Yeah, but that's what 3 to 5 years. I'll be honest.
The smash
and it wasn't with a deadly weapon. She used to run with a crew that hit niggas in the head with Tims and then take their weapon.
Hey, a Tim might be considered a deadly weapon.
Got
7
niggas
like
the
Tim's though.
Like,
yeah. A wee Tim will take you out.
It's
I bought some new Tim's the other day. I was like, damn, these shits is heavy, man.
It was like, yo, get rid of the Tim's. Get rid of the Tim's. Yeah. Maybe more Tim's off the side of the bridge.
Burning. See a Tim burning in the street. Get rid of the evidence.
Yo.
We gotta bury
the
Tim's.
Got a documentary about it called the Tim Street Blues. Tim
Street oh Blues. Man. Hey, with the smash list, does it show the dates or is just the names?
Hilarious. Oh. The dates yeah. too.
The dates are okay.
It shows everything.
Yeah, because if they don't show all the crimes you did from like preteen yeah. up until they got it's gonna probably gonna be dated. So
they're gonna show when you overlap on dick, Roxy.
That's crazy.
That it was over.
Right.
It no, wasn't no, over.
Her ex is gonna see that she was fucking his best friend first. She had to walk into the room like, oh my god, who are you? What's your?
I didn't even know. Oh goodness, yeesh.
Did you show how long you lasted?
Oh.
How long it was?
how many pumps? Does it feel like
17
like
pumps.
74 pumps.
Has nothing to do with it.
The stats on your yeah. smash would be crazy.
Stats on smash.
Has nothing to do with it.
I feel like that's important. 45 seconds. 10 seconds in, he cried.
Would you be
hey,
mad
I want details.
Would you be mad at 45 seconds or would you be mad at 30 minutes?
Ooh, because sometimes I'll be like, hey, get off me. I've had enough.
It depends on the partner. If the box is trash, then 45 seconds is perfect. I don't want 30 minutes of trash box.
Trash
now box. It feels like punishment. Now it feels like
now you got her believing her human. Shit is amazing, and it was yeah. so amazing that you came quick.
If you bust quick, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She
no,
not
I'm,
thinking
that's what
it's
I'm saying.
Trash.
Like, you said what's worse, 45 seconds or 30 minutes? That's why it depends on the partner. Because if it's amazing, that 30 minutes all day. But if yeah. it's trash, give me 45 seconds. I'm in and out.
Pop, pop. All right.
You're going to be going back like, see here, Buster, 45 seconds. This pussy. I showed up, I
wiped my dick off in the car. I was out of there. You understand me?
Wait
out the window. Don't waste no time just... Nasty ass sink. I'm not washing my dick in the sink. It's pubic hair on this soap. I'm not doing that.
Somebody use this as a bidet.
Brody. Call it.
That was great, Brody.
That was good.
Okay. Well, shit. Any other questions before we decide? Any other questions?
Nah, I've already decided. I've been decided by the time you finish the first sentence in the question.
Anybody else want to take this bet? Lulu's going to go with the crime instead of the smash. Anybody else want to take that? You want to take that wager?
$20?
No, okay. I'm thinking smash.
Yeah, yeah. She don't go with the smash instead of the crime. She don't want nobody to know that list right there. Okay, Mike, what you going with?
Show my smash. I think you guys would be like, whoa, okay, Mike, doing good for yourself.
You do have an impressive roster,
I must say. You do have an impressive roster.
Talking like it's a curriculum. It's like, oh, I didn't know you took Spanish too.
You know how much I wanted.
I'm like, yeah. I'm always surprised.
I was gonna post a highlight reel, but I was like, this would be inappropriate.
Rocky,
Mike,
what you going
with?
Is this the same
Michelle Obama?
I I gotta go with the smash list. I've been an accomplice to stuff, and I don't want people implicated. So I'm going smash list.
Got it.
I'm out of beers. If I smash, the smash.
Right. I'm going with the smash list too. I'm going with the smash list too.
There was a couple. I was like, "What were we doing? What were you thinking?
What you going with, Lou?
Crime pays. You can see all the crime I did. All of it. Crime against humanity. Crime against men.
How ugly was the ugliest dude, Lulu?
This motherfucker. I have a dude who from I used to date him, and the reason why I started dating the ugly dude is because we broke up. He was a rebound. And me and him are still friends to this day. He brings that dude up every time. He's like, "You gonna go? He's like, "You supposed to be to that ugly motherfucker?" Like, I was like, "Yo, it's your fault. It's your fault." All right. All
right, Brody, what you going with?
I'm going with crime as well.
Yes, about it.
My crimes are really like, you know, I think people would just be like, "Oh yeah, he was just young." You know, it's mostly stealing from 7-Eleven, like Slurpees. We used to put candy bars inside the Slurpee and then walk out. Yeah, it's brilliant.
That's brilliant.
We'd put candy bars in the Slurpee and then cover it with Slurpee. Yeah, you have to clean off your candy bar, but hey, you know, we got it.
A win is a win.
Yeah.
A win's a win. We used to egg houses. We used to kick the car alarms, you know. Stuff
okay,
like that.
Just punk ass kid shit.
Yeah,
punk
the ass white kid. Boy stuff. Yeah,
that's definitely some bourbon shit. Yeah. you know, I knew Brody grew up in the suburbs. When he said we said egg houses, I was like, "Nigga, y'all was wasting food."
Them good eggs.
What?
I don't know. This
egg $7.
You haven't felt the real. You haven't lived until you hear you throw an egg from your hand and hear it go. And then someone go, "What the hell?" And then come out.
Yeah, that's a white neighborhood.
Now we used to do that in apartment buildings. We used to egg people.
What?
In the door?
Yeah. So there was a rule after a couple years in my apartment building because there would be shaving cream and eggs in the elevator, and then they would go from building to building because there's mad buildings in the community. So they would go from building to building. Egging doors, elevators be messed up. It was crazy. Halloween was crazy in my neighborhood.
That's why, you know, like, that's some young kid shit. Because you get to a certain point, you're like, "I can't bring no bitches over here in this egg and shaving cream and elevator."
But you know, it's Halloween. It's a ritual. It's going to happen all day.
It was
you
only
doing know.
Halloween. I thought you was talking about this was like year long.
Oh, no, April. No, no. We do that on Halloween.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
We did it year round.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
We did on Indigenous People Day. We did it. It didn't matter.
Thank y'all so much for watching. What a thing. Mike Dam, Brandon Brody, Roxy Hayes, and OG Squad, Lulu Gonzalez. I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.